Organist Christopher Houlihan is widely acknowledged as one of the brightest stars in the new generation of American organists, praised by the media, for instance, the New York Times, as gifted. The Wall Street Journal said dazzling, and the Los Angeles Times said his playing is eloquent. Houlihan grew up in Somers, Connecticut, and he began organ studies at age 12 with longtime Trinity College organ teacher and chair of chapel music, John Rose. He later continued his studies with Rose at the college level, then continued studies again with Grammy Award-winning organist Paul Jacobs at the Juilliard School, where he earned his master's degree, and then with Jean-Baptiste Robin at the French National Regional Conservatory in Versailles. In 2015, he was selected for the Diapason's 20 Under 30, a distinguished list of leaders in the organ world under the age of 30. Earlier this year, Houlihan released an all-Bach CD featuring five of J.S. Bach's most substantial organ masterpieces. Also, and perhaps most importantly, in April this year, Houlihan was named to succeed John Rose as the John Rose College Organist and Directorship Distinguished Chair of Chapel Music at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. Christopher Houlihan, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You're coming on board at Trinity College following John Rose's 40 years there. It must be a little daunting.
It is a bit intimidating, but it's a great honor. And, you know, I could have never imagined when I was 12 years old and taking my first lesson there that someday I would be his successor. But I'm so excited at this opportunity. John has had such an amazing tenure there and built such a wonderful program. And I feel like it's a great time to step in. And I've got big shoes to fill, but I'm thrilled.
What exactly are your duties going to be in this position?
Trinity has a long history of great organ performance. Clarence Waters was John Rose's predecessor, and Clarence was a student of Marcel Dupré in France and was a very well-known virtuoso. And so I'll be responsible for continuing that legacy, for teaching organ students, performing recitals in the chapel, inviting guest organists to come to Hartford and perform. And I'll also be expected to continue my traveling around the country, playing recitals and internationally too. And then I'll also direct the Chapel Singers, which is Trinity's oldest student organization. And they sing weekly for services in the chapel and for major college events and go on tour. We just did a tour to Venice, Italy this past May.
What might be some of your biggest challenges in this position?
Well, I think one of the challenges is actually one of the greatest strengths of making music at a school like Trinity. It's a small liberal arts college. The choir is made up of students from all majors, math, sciences, some music majors. Bringing that all together can be challenging, but exciting. And to me, that was one of the best things about being a student there at Trinity, was making music in a real context, in the context of a liberal arts education that really is supposed to mirror the world. And for me, that's been immensely helpful in my career in communicating with people who aren't musicians.
Well, as an artist, you've been described as placing an importance on, quote-unquote, taking the organ and organ music out of the corner it's in as a second-class citizen in the classical music world, end quote. What does that mean?
The organ has, for whatever reason, been neglected. Some of the greatest classical musicians don't know that Bach was an organist. He was a virtuoso organist. The organ was one of his primary instruments. And he wrote such incredible music for this instrument, and it's virtually unknown even within the classical music world. And there's no really good reason for that.
You started playing organ early. Now, you started actually studying at age 12, but what was it that attracted you to the instrument?
I think that it was so loud and big. Piano was one thing. I was taking piano lessons, but the organ had more buttons. There were two or three or four or five keyboards and a keyboard for my feet and all of these stops. You know the expression, pulling out all the stops. That comes from the organ, because when you pull out all the stops, everything's going and it's really loud. And I liked all of those buttons and I liked how loud it could be. And that's what sort of sucked me in. Part of that is still exciting, but I also love that organ has, like I said, these variety of stops, all these different instruments. So you have very soft strings and flutes and clarinets and oboes, and of course the loud, terrifying organ sound that really can envelop you.
Now, I want to go back to your position and this coming fall in particular. Are there areas that you'd like to explore?
At the moment, I'm really thinking about different things that the chapel singers could be doing, different services they could sing at. We've got this amazing chapel in the Gothic English collegiate style, and so making music in that space is so perfect. It's so perfect for choral music and for organ music, and so I'm really thinking about ways to develop that program, and I'm looking forward to welcoming some new organ students to the college and continuing that tradition.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your CDs. Your first two CDs featured music of French composers. Your third and the most recent CD features music of Bach and some pretty big Bach pieces at that. What influenced your decisions on the music of Bach that you selected?
Well, these are some pieces, many that I've toured with around the country, and people often have asked me, well, I would really love a recording of Passacaglia and Fugue, for instance. And I said, well, I would really love to make one. And finally, all the stars aligned and put this CD together. And I recorded it at Trinity College in Hartford on an organ that's not particularly known as a historic Bach instrument, but that I think this music works in so many ways. I mean, we play the music of Bach on the piano, for instance, and that's not really a sound that he knew. He was writing for the harpsichord. And so to play this music on a larger, sort of more eclectic instrument highlights it in a different way, similar to playing it on the piano, I think.
Let's start with the CD itself. Is there a particular cut that is a favorite?
I love the Fantasia and Fugue in G minor. I think that's one of the most exciting Bach pieces, especially the beginning of the Fantasia with this loud crashing G minor chord. That's particularly exciting. And I love the fugue in B minor is, unlike most of Bach's other organ fugues, it has a very long subject, and I chose to perform it in a sort of orchestral way with a huge crescendo all the way throughout. So it starts very quietly and builds and builds to the end.
Orchestral meaning starting very softly, like you said, and then getting louder, as opposed to sounding like an orchestra.
Well, yes, but I also soloed out some lines on different reed stops or flute stops or things like that. Bach left us very little indication of how to play his music on the organ. It may just say, play this on the organ with a full organ sound or something like that. But, you know, when you've got different instruments, you sometimes choose to bring out different things. Or if you're making a Bach CD of all Bach's music, you want to make sure it doesn't sound the same all the way through the whole recording. Organist has a lot of liberties and decisions to make when playing any music.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to that particular section. And once again, would you tell us what this is?
The Fantasia in G minor of Bach.
Thank you. Organist Christopher Houlihan playing music of Bach, the Fantasia, off of this new CD of Bach works. Christopher, I've got to tell you that Bach is a favorite of mine as well, and in particular, the Passacaglia in Fugue. Amazing, amazing piece.
It's a great piece. Audiences always love hearing it, and I always love playing it. And I marvel this one theme, this fairly short theme, and builds all of these variations on it, flipping it on its head, putting it in the middle of the hands, putting it in the top of the hands and the feet. The inventiveness is never ending. It's unbelievable.
Well, let's give you opportunity to hear the Passacaglia in Fugue in C by Bach. Christopher Houlihan is playing.
Thank you.
Organist Christopher Houlihan playing music of Bach, of course, from this new CD of all Bach's works, the Passacaglia and Fugue in C. Christopher, what single most important thing would you like someone to take away from hearing you live or from listening to your music on CD?
I often hear after a recital from someone who's never been to an organ concert before that this was so much more exciting and thrilling than I could have ever imagined. And so I hope people will be moved in some way, you know, be excited, be moved, but also I hope they will give it a chance and really listen closely. Listening to music, it's an active participation on the part of a listener. And, you know, I think when you're watching an organist play, you can't help but be drawn in, using our whole bodies to make sounds. And these sounds fill the whole room. You know, it's often a church or a chapel or sometimes a concert hall. You know, that's the sounding box for the organ. So when you're at a live organ concert, you're a part of the instrument. You're making music with the performer. And so I think that's really exciting and wonderful.
One final question, and this may not be fair, but if you were not an organist, what would you be?
That's really not fair.
Well, you've got all these other interests, it seems. But what would you be? What would you have done?
I think it would have had to be something musical, and maybe I would have played the piano, or I love musical theater. I've often thought about doing more conducting or accompanying that way. I can't imagine doing something other than music. It would have had to be something else musical.
I've been talking with organist Christopher Houlihan, who in April this year was named as the John Rose College Organist and Directorship Distinguished Chair of Chapel Music at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. Christopher, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much.
For New England Public Radio, I'm John Nowacki.